When trying to find scripture for this Sunday, I was honestly struggling. It was the middle of exam week at Pfeiffer, and I got a text to speak, which I am always overjoyed to do. The question kept rolling in my head, what is leading me to speak on, and what does God want from me? So I started doing research on what I could possibly talk about, and then my daily Bible verse popped up on my phone. I glanced at it, and I was like, I'm too busy, so I set it to the side. Well, later on, I picked up my phone, and I said, let's see what it had to say. When I went back to it, it pulled up Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 8, and it was titled, A Time for Everything. The scripture reads, there is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. I said, okay, I can go with this, and I went ahead and I sent it off to Tresca. Many of you know I lost my grandpa recently. I attended his funeral a couple weeks ago when my uncle got up and he started to read. There is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, so on and so on. Little did I know that when I sent the scripture to Tresca for this Sunday, it would be the same scripture that they used on that day. I said, okay, God, I got you. I'll use the scripture. It's all good. All through the scripture, it was talking about how there is a time for everything, and everything will happen in its own time. There is a time to choose in life, and a time of having to try and answer the question, is this the right time? Also the question, if not now, then when? I have experienced this time and time again when trying to balance life and college. I am one of those people that like to have every minute planned out of every day, and as long as I balance everything right, it'll all work out. There's enough time in the day. When you see, I felt like I was missing something in my schedule every day. And it come to find out I was missing God, and I was the one pushing him out. It was all about how I could plan everything and how everything had to be balanced the way that I wanted it to. I kept thinking it my plan and not really considering his plan. It made me realize I didn't have a lot of God in my plans. When I was trying to balance everything at college with the clubs and the classes and the different activities, I never made time to be still and work on my relationship with God. He shows us in his own ways the timings he has for everything. It's up to us to listen and rely on his plan. He might show himself through friends or family, helping us in ways that we need it the most and thought nothing was going to work out the way we needed it to. Throughout Ashley and Elizabeth's sermons, I've heard about how important it is to fully rely on him. We have our challenges in life with balancing everything and making sure God is a priority in our life, and not to be overcome by fear. Also to make sure in life we stay strong in our faith, even when it's challenged. Through all of these things, we have to fully rely on God and know that he has a plan for everything, and he'll make it the way he wants it. There is a time for everything in life, and God has his time in the way he has a plan. It might seem to us that the timing is not right, or we catch ourselves asking, really, this has to happen right now? But we can have to remind ourselves that, yes, this is the time because it's his time. We don't need to live life for us, but for him and his plans. The timing not always might seem right in the long run, but he knows the best plan, and he'll put you on the right track. In 2018, I am challenging myself to try and listen to his plan more. I hope you all listen to him and know what he is trying to say in the timing for everything, like it says in Ecclesiastes. His timing is what matters, even if you're someone like me that tries to fit everything in a tight schedule minute by minute. Try to take time to listen to his plan, because we are here for him and to follow his plans for our lives. I hope 2018 is full of many blessings for you all. And throughout 2018, remember to balance your life by keeping God a priority and his plan your number one plan.